powering on. He is continuing with his campaign. He's reacting in a very same way that he has in the first indictment with the Manhattan Stormy Daniels case. And what's most interesting is what his opponents are saying or not saying. They're still very wary of blasting him. They've chosen instead to defend him, and they don't think that it's worth the wrath of Trump and also the conservative voting base that they are trying to win over. So for now, most of them aren't taking the risk. Instead, they're criticizing the Justice Department, talking about what they see as weaponization. And actually, the sole candidate to criticize Trump so far has been Arkansas Governor Hutchinson, as well as Chris Christie. You know, others, including Mike Pence, including Nikki Haley, including Tim Scott, they want it kind of both ways. It's going to be very interesting how this plays out for the election.
We noticed after the Manhattan indictment, which again was not on the level of this big federal indictment, but significant nonetheless, the former president Donald Trump was able to raise a lot of money off it and seemed to harden the resolve of his diehard supporters who will be with him all the way, no matter what happens or what he's accused of doing. Could this just cause him to raise more money and become even stronger within the party, or do we just not know yet?
You know, he's definitely fundraising, but remember, these are federal charges. These are very serious charges that could end in jail time. So this is becoming very real for former President Trump. He will have a couple days to get on stage. He's going to be in Miami, and I'm here in Greensboro, North Carolina, where Trump as well as Pence are expected to speak. So he's going to have a couple days of getting on stage to talk about this, but he still has to go to court Tuesday in Miami. He will appear before a federal judge, and you know, that'll be the start of a very drawn out process. I mean, this is the federal system and these are federal charges. That is unprecedented.
Absolutely. A final thought from you, Sophia, as you wait to hear from the former president?
You know, it's all coming down to the wire here. And I think what hasn't really been talked about is that this will continue to dominate the primary season. It may even dominate the general election. And that is huge because I think as a part of that, that could be what Trump's legal and political team wants. They want it to go all the way through the election. They want, if the outcome is favorable for the former president and he wins, he will pardon himself. That is the most favorable outcome for him, but it could go many, many other ways, and it may end in jail time.